7 a.m. on the morning of the 2nd of January. Uhlanstrasse, West Berlin, offices of the British Consulate General and secret headquarters of the Berlin station of MI6. A bland building, most likely constructed out of the wreckage of the war, with a Union Jack fluttering from a flagpole outside the main entrance and another more discreet access down a side alley.
Fucking freezing. More snow before the day's out.
Jimmy Walker parked the red Mercedes on the opposite side of the road, where he had a view of both entrances, while maintaining enough distance from passing pedestrians and traffic to minimise the chances of anyone who might think his presence was in any way suspicious.
Only a few cars at the consulate at this ungodly hour. And there's the Audi Quattro. Morgan's car. He's hardly trying to blend in. Not the kind of motor driven by someone who's got something to hide. Maybe McIntosh has picked the wrong man.
Jimmy took the photograph of Morgan and stood it on the dash, propping it against the windshield. He settled in to wait. 2 hours later, just after 9 a.m. At last, Jimmy saw a man coming out of the side entrance.
Late middle age. Full head of dark hair, possibly dyed, moon-like face, heavy dark glasses. That's him. David Morgan.
Morgan looked nervous as he hurried outside with his coat still undone and without a hat. He tried to zip up the coat as he made his way along the alley, losing his concentration. He almost skidded over on the frozen ground, just regaining his balance. He fastened the zip and jammed an Ushanka onto his head as he made his way into the parking lot, where he hurried to the Audi. The Quattro rolled to the east. Jimmy followed it through the city, hanging back as far as he could while still staying close enough to keep Morgan's car in sight. The road surface was treacherous, and Jimmy had to brake suddenly as he approached a set of red lights. Had Morgan clocked him? The Audi pulled away when the lights went green, and Jimmy kept on his tail. Lietzenburger Straße, Schönenberger Ufer, by the side of the Landwehr Canal. A commercial district with shops opening for the day and queues of Berliners waiting to scour the shelves for provisions. Continuing east into a residential area with tall apartment blocks, rows of 3- and 4-storey buildings carved up into low-rent flats. A cheap, run-down area with rubbish spilling from bins blowing up against the drifts of snow. Jimmy had no idea where he was, hoping he hadn't been caught out. Then, there it was, in front of him. His first sight of something he'd heard so much about. The massive, brutal slabs of concrete, 12 feet tall, topped with coils of razor wire, with the roof of a watchtower poking up intimidatingly over the top. The separation of east from west.
The wall. The Berlin Wall.
Morgan parked his car. Jimmy drove on, took the first left and stopped. He opened the door and stepped out, hurrying back to the main road. He saw Morgan walking along the pavement before turning onto a narrow path that cut across a patch of snowy ground and disappearing into the entrance of a particularly ugly block.
Thank Christ I haven't lost him. No way I can follow Morgan inside to open. Someone will be watching. Can't push my luck anymore. I'd be asking for trouble. Call McIntosh. Let him take it from here. What's the name of the street?
It's me. I've got him. I don't know the address, but the building's right by the wall. Kreuzberg?
Overlooking the death strip into the east.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's a really ugly building, aren't they all? 4 stories, graffiti all over the walls.
Is there a cartoon of Erich Honecker doing unspeakable things to Mikhail Gorbachev?
Now that you've said it, it could be. I don't follow politics.
Is there a children's playground across the road?
Aye, there is.
I know where you are. Stay there. Whatever you do, don't go inside.
I wasn't intending to. Good work, James. Wait for me. Berlin Infantry Brigade, could you put me through to Sergeant Cameron of the Special Air Service? Cameron, it's McIntosh. This is somewhat irregular, but I wonder if you could meet me at Kreuzberg. ASAP. Unfinished business, if you know what I mean. And you might bring Fisher along if he's free. No need to let your superiors know, is there? Very much looking forward, Sergeant.
McIntosh left the consulate in a hurry, got into his staff car and headed east, fighting against his impatience and driving with the care and attention that the icy streets demanded.
Take it easy. More haste, less speed. Another few minutes won't make much difference. There's a Stasi bolt hole in one of the apartments of that building Walker described. That's where Morgan's gone. They could exfiltrate him from there. At least now I know he's definitely the traitor. But if they get him out before I arrive, then all my plans will be for nothing. I can't allow that to happen. I have to free Schmidt, if he's still alive. If I have to get to Kreuzberg now.
Walker was sitting hidden on the swings in the children's playground on the opposite side of the apartment block.
Has anyone else gone inside?
Top of the morning to you too, Mr. McIntosh. No, I haven't seen anyone. Why?
Because there's a Stasi safe house on the fourth floor.
How do you know that?
Because we've had it under surveillance since last year.
Then why haven't you done anything about it? Raided it? Shut it down?
Oh, such an innocent. And you... from Northern Ireland? What good would that do? Then they'd know what we know, and they'd just move their safe house somewhere else. Then we'd have to find the next one. This way, we can keep an eye on what they're up to here. It's all a great game. Get down!
McIntosh saw two men approaching the building. He pulled Walker down onto the ground. They watched as the first man opened the door to the block and went inside, while the other one stayed on the street, looking around him, his hand
well,
on his weapon.
Well.
Who are they? You know, don't you?
The man who went inside is Alex Geipel. He's a colonel in the Hauptverwaltung Aufklärung.
Can you talk to me in English?
That's the main directorate for reconnaissance. He's a senior Stasi officer. He must be Morgan's handler.
And I take it the two of you have a history.
Yeah, you could say that. He killed the French agent I was working with. The woman,
And the gorilla waiting outside?
Probably Geipel's bodyguard from the Jerzynski regiment.
Look at him, standing on the street, stomping his feet against the cold, tip of a cigarette glowing. He has no idea we're here. I could take him out easy.
Good thought. Not now.
Your man Morgan's been in there for more than 30 minutes.
Morgan's frightened, thinks he's about to be blown, so he ran straight to his handler, probably asking Geipel to activate his exfiltration plan. They'll be getting him ready to cross the border. My plan worked.
What is your plan?
We wait.
After all this, I did what you asked. What are you waiting for?
Backup. It should be on the way. I haven't got what I need from him. I want to know who he's working for.
Now, you know, your man Morgan's working for this Geipel who's in there with him now. What else do you need?
I want to know how to get to two people, Gunther Schmidt and Karl-Heinz Sommer.
Who are they?
Schmidt is an asset I wish to recover. And Sommer is a man I want to kill. And you're going to help me.
So now, you tell me. And once you have this, Smith and Summer dead, then you'll let me go home.
Your blissful ignorance is almost charming, James. Yes. Once that happens, I'll escort you back personally. You have my word.
So my work isn't over?
Afraid not, my friend. It's only just beginning.
Right. Let me get to this, Geipel.
That won't be easy. Not easy at all.
So he's got other men inside?
Without a doubt. Morgan wouldn't have gone in there unprotected.
How many?
A small operation team, I'd say. There'll be Stasi officers in the flat, a couple at least. Geipel makes 3, Bodyguard makes 4, Morgan makes 5.
All armed?
Very likely. Though I doubt Morgan is.
Which flat is it?
Our intelligence suggests it's 414.
Oh, well. I suppose you didn't give me this gun if you didn't expect me to use it. Got one too? I can take out the bodyguard, and the two of us can storm the flat. They don't know we're coming.
Very commendable, James, but no. It's too dangerous.
You have a better idea? Come with me, or don't. Up to you. I want to get this over. I'm not doing a 20-year stretch in Wormwood Scrubs, but I'm not going to do a 20-year stretch in this shithole either.
Walker put his hand with the gun into the outside pocket of his coat and set off toward the entrance to the block. McIntosh reached for him and snagged his shoulder, stopping him just as a car rolled slowly by them.
I'll back up. Thanks for coming, lads. James, this is Sergeant Cameron and Sergeant Fisher. This is Special Agent Walker. He's working with me. It's down to him that we know for sure there are traitors in this building.
What exactly are we dealing with here, Mr. McIntosh?
As you very well know, but for the benefit of Mr. Walker, the Stasi ambushed us on Christmas Eve. Sommer and his men killed 2 of my agents and nearly killed us too. This is our chance for revenge. You up for that, lads?
This wasn't an official deployment. The two soldiers knew they'd be court-martialed if their involvement in McIntosh's plan ever came to light.
What's the SP,
but
sir?
But they had seen what Sommer and his men had done. Opened fire on an unarmed civilian and executed a diplomat rather than take her in for treatment.
It was Morgan who sold us out. I know that now.
They figured payback was in order.
He's in this Stasi safe.
McIntosh was grateful for their presence and knew that he was fortunate. The two of them were experienced killers. They had both been on the SAS team that had wiped out 8 IRA on the runs, Republican heroes who hid in the Irish border counties. They were the kind of men McIntosh would have dearly liked to have on his team permanently. But Bloom had nixed that proposal, and so he had had to be creative.
We're expecting something like this. We came prepared.
Fisher had a plain black bag on his lap. He unzipped the bag and took out a small submachine gun, a Heckler & Koch MP5 9mm, the model with the integrated suppressor. Fisher removed the magazine, checked that the weapon was not charged, pulled the charging handle and locked the bolt. He inserted the magazine, slapped it home, released the bolt and then engaged the safety. His movements were smooth and practiced, as though he were shelling peas. McIntosh and Walker watched as Cameron prepared his own weapon.
That'll do. Well, you want us to do it now?
Yes, please.
Cameron and Fisher went first, with McIntosh and Walker 10 paces behind them.
Okay.
There was no one else on the street.
Let's do it.
McIntosh saw the guard standing inside the hallway.
Big bastard. Well over 6 feet tall and heavy with it. But he's not expecting us. Lighting another cigarette. Maybe his last.
Excuse me.
He dragged the guard across the floor, his heels scraping twin trails through the grimy slush that had been trodden inside. Cameron took the body onto a half landing where he would be out of sight of passers-by and dropped him unceremoniously. McIntosh followed them into the lobby.
Ready?
Ready.
We'll take the stairs. Walker, stay here with this guy. Keep him quiet if he comes to. They won't be long.
Aye.
Do you have a weapon, sir?
My Beretta. I wasn't planning to use it with you two on side.
We'll go in first, but don't hesitate to use it if you need to.
Understood. Let's go.
Cameron and Fisher third started floor. To climb with McIntosh close behind them.
Third floor. Fourth floor. A corridor. So close. The wall. The death strip. 2 guards in the watchtower, both armed with rifles. Can they see us? I doubt it. And here we are. Apartment 414. 3 voices. Morgan, Geipel... One other.
Cameron raised his hand and held up three fingers.
Three, two, one. Reach! Clear!
A sitting room. Large window directly ahead, door to my right. A beige sofa, two matching armchairs, a coffee table even. Stifling hot. Coal burning in a freestanding ceramic oven. A pile of dusty briquettes in the space next to the window. Bugger the decor. This is what we came for. Two men sitting on the sofa at my 11 o'clock, not moving. Both taken up. And here's Geipel, with Cameron's gun aimed at his cold heart. Where's Morgan?
Andere Personen, Colonel Geipel. Wo ist unser Freund? Morgan must be in the bathroom. Behind that door.
I'll check it out.
Come out!
David! David! Hiding like a rat in the lavatory. Whatever have you been up to?
Careful, sir, he's armed.
Put that toy gun down, Morgan, and let's have a little chat, why don't we?
Fuck you, Macintosh!
Fisher fired. All three rounds found their mark. Morgan was struck in the throat and chest, a cascade of blood splashing out to spray over the stained porcelain and the dirty tiled floor. He fell back, stumbling over the toilet bowl and yanking down the mildewed shower curtain as he slumped to the floor.
Someone could have the mark, wouldn't you say, Sergeant Fisher?
My assessment was that he would have taken you out if I'd have left it any longer, sir.
Thank you. But I was hoping to have a little chat. No great loss. Now, what about Geipel? Frisk him, would you, Sergeant?
Makarov from his clip-on holster. Otherwise unarmed. All yours.
Let's get him out of here. No.
Macintosh pressed the muzzle of his Beretta between Geipel's eyes. They flickered between pain and fury.
Shall we conduct this conversation in English, mein Colonel? I'll take that as a yes. This is what's going to happen. We're going to go back downstairs. If you do anything stupid, one of these men will kill you. Do you understand? I'll tell you that's another yes.
You go down first. Make sure it's clear. Get your man, go to your car and bring it to the front. Where do you want to take him?
I've been renting a warehouse in Marienfelde, where my French liaison and me were organising the Picasso operation. I didn't want to run this show from the consulate. In the unlikely case, there was a mole problem in MI6.
Well, you weren't wrong, sir, were you?
I wanted to keep this top secret. Much good did that do?
Go on. We'll follow you to Marienfelde.
Anything to report, James?
This fella's never made a move.
So be it. We're getting out of here now.
I heard shots.
Then other people will have too. Let's go.
What happened?
Morgan's dead. Cameron and Fisher are bringing Geipel down. I need to get to my car.
Then what?
We're going to take him somewhere quiet.
Cameron and Fisher grabbed Geipel, yanking him away from the wall and propelling him out of the door. They made their way to the side road. Macintosh drove back to the front of the building.
Inside.
This is a bad idea.
Shooting my agent's a good idea.
I am a serving officer in the State Security Service of the DDR.
I don't give a shit. You must have known there'd be consequences. Now shut your mouth until you're spoken to. Get away from here. Walker's following. South through Schillerkiez. The usual evidence of frantic building work in this city. Construction sites replacing buildings damaged during the war. Skyline bristling with cranes. Heavy vehicles lumbering across open patches of ground. Snow melting into slush and mud. No one on our tail. Here we are. Marienfelde.
He pulled up against a wire fence that prevented access to a small warehouse. Walker drew up behind him. Macintosh stepped outside, shivering in the cold, unlocked the padlock and slid the gate to the side. Walker drove in first and McIntosh followed. The two cars pulled up outside the warehouse.
Allow me to inquire. What are we doing here?
I need to spend a little quiet time with you, Colonel. We have a lot to talk about.
The snow had fallen heavily and he crunched through it, cracking the icy crust, snow reaching up to his calves as he stomped over to the warehouse. He took the keys from his pocket and opened the door. Then he turned to signal to the two soldiers that they should bring Geipel.
Not as if I've never done this before, is it? Never daunted by it, was I? Never looked forward to it, did I? Northern Ireland during the height of the Troubles. Remember, I broke the provosts who would rather have sold out their mothers than confessed to a Brit. They had their own methods, baseball bats, hurley sticks, cudgels, spiked with nails. I had to be inventive to find some new methods that would frighten even them. Took some practice, but my superior said I was very good at it, which I assume is why I'm here now. But I've never had to deal with a well-trained agent of an enemy government before. No. That's not the problem, is it? Never been personal before. Oh, Elodie. Never had to deal with someone who had played a role in the murder of the woman I loved. Focus. What can I get out of Geipel?
In the warehouse McIntosh had secretly rented was an office furnished with a table and three chairs. He and Elodie had fastened cork boards onto the walls where they had pinned a map of Berlin, east and west. There were written notes, newspaper clippings and index cards on which had been recorded all the contact notes with Picasso, Gunther Schmidt. Since the debacle of the ambush on Christmas Eve, McIntosh had also stuck up details of the Stasi agents he suspected of being involved. Colonel Alex Geipel was one of them. There was a large photograph next to the map. It showed four men, all dressed in the black formal uniform of Stasi officers. It was a formal occasion, everyone done up to the nines. Geipel was one of the group. Karl-Heinz Sommer was standing next to him.
Thank you, gentlemen. Secure our guests, would you? You know what to do with the cars? I'll take it from here.
A naked light bulb hanging from the ceiling in the middle of the room. It cast its light down on Geipel. The colonel was trussed up, his wrists tied to the arms of the chair and his ankles tied to the legs. Jimmy Walker stood watching in the shadows, the gloom obscuring his face.
How are you feeling, Colonel? We need to talk.
Do we?
You know who I am, don't you?
You should have stayed in London. Coming back here was most unwise.
We'll have to disagree about that. Now, I need you to help me with some information.
I do not think so.
Really? Oh, I was hoping we could keep this civil. I'll make him crack. I know it. I'll get the intelligence I need from him. There are two ways of doing this. I can be patient and offer him a way out, working for us. A new life in the West, if he'll cooperate. And he's surely well given time. But I don't have time. I need to know where Sommer is keeping Gunther, if he's still alive. He's our source, and we need to know what he has to give us. The longer I wait, the harder it will be to find him. This is an itch I dearly want to scratch. Elodie is dead, and Geipel played a part in that. This is about revenge.
Would you go over to that table, James? You'll find some tools there. Is there perchance a pair of pliers? Yes? Would you be so good as to pass them to me? I'll be honest with you, Colonel. I'm really going to enjoy this. I'm going to make you suffer, and you're going to tell me what I want to know. I won't pretend I'm not going to hurt you. And when I've finished, I'll have what I want, and you will wish you had been somewhere else on Christmas Eve, which is, I believe, not a holiday for you communists. James, could you step out of the shadows and do me a favour? Hold the Colonel's arm for me, would you please?
I thought I'd seen some hard men, but never anyone as cruel as this Brit.
Let him struggle. It'll do him no good.
What does he want me to do? The bindings are tight. He can't get away.
McIntosh took the Colonel's hand and isolated his index finger. He took the pliers and fastened the teeth around the nail. He gave a hard yank and loosened the nail.
Make all the noise you want. No one's going to hear you. Let's have another one, shall we? I have some questions. You're going to answer them.
Fuck you!
Oh, dear. Another 8 fingers to go. They'll go back, maybe. Where's Gunther Schmidt?
English swine. You were lucky to get away before. You won't be so fortunate next time. Do what you want to me. There are hundreds who will take my place. You'll be driven out of Berlin, you and everyone else like you. The force of history is against you, capitalist swine.
Where's Schmidt? Let's try something else. The drill, please, James.
Do I have to?
Plug it in that socket in the wall, if you'd be so good. Wrist, elbow, hip. No! The knee! Why not? Something I picked up from your charms in Northern Ireland, eh, James?
Stop!
At last. Where's Schmidt?
Cordeliusplatz.
Karl-Heinz Sommer's place?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Sommer does not only work there. That's where he lives. It's an old building. He had it rebuilt to his specifications. He has rooms on the top floor, office space beneath. Then there's the basement.
The basement? What's there?
The cells, interrogation rooms, and his vault.
Now we're communicating. It didn't have to be so painful. You'll draw me a plan?
Yes.
Has Sommer questioned Schmidt yet?
Perhaps. He wants him alive.
Does he know what Schmidt was offering to trade?
There are photographs.
Does Sommer have them?
I don't know.
Oh dear, do we have to start all over again? The drill, please.
No! No! I have no idea who is in those pictures of Schmidt's, but it must be someone big. Schmidt hasn't told him where he has hidden them. He wants Sommer to get him over the border. As if that will ever happen. He's deluded if he thinks he'll ever be let free. Sommer's playing the long game. Keeping Schmidt alive must be to his own advantage. Sommer really wants those pictures. Now I've told you all I know.
See? I knew you would. The pain wasn't worth your silence, eh? Thank you for your cooperation, Colonel Geipel.
So what are you going to do for me, Mr. McIntosh?
Jesus.
What's your problem?
Nothing. Just wasn't expecting that.
No point making him suffer further. I got what I wanted. We know our source may still be alive, and we have a plan of Sommer's HQ. Let's get rid of this rubbish. Give us a hand, James. Help me put him in the boot.